Tuesday afternoon, we'll visit with Cindy Hendricks, as we always do, at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
We got a good shot of rain yesterday, didn't we?
I couldn't believe how much rain. I mean, it was such a huge change in one day, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I got to work in the morning, and it was just really nice. And then by the time I went home, it was dark and rainy. I mean, I did do, went home for lunch in between, but
right,
still.
Right. We went over to Montevideo last night to watch my granddaughter in a band concert, and it poured all the way over there, and it poured all the way back. So
yeah,
we had over about 2 inches or a little better here in Madison. So
wow, that was
a lot, good shot.
Know.
They needed that.
Yeah. And I agree. I think we needed the rain. I agree.
Yep.
I agree. That doesn't stop us here, though, at the Appleton Public Library. In fact, that kind of heats things up for us because we're open for walking in the gymnasium every day from 10 to 3, and that's Monday through Friday. So if you're looking for a place to walk, we've got a place to walk in here. And then, of course, we always have things going on here. It's just constant. This week I have 4 class visits from a variety of the students from Appleton Milan Elementary School. It's super fun and exciting to have the kids here.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they're always so happy and excited to see you. And then also this week on Wednesday, we've got bingo with prizes after school. So that's tomorrow, Wednesday the 20th at 3:30 p.m. And then on Thursday the 21st, Laura Thomas from Prairie 5 will be here from 10 to 2 for any of your, you know, Prairie 5 needs.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on Monday the 25th, we have our book club To Banish Forever. We're finally reading this book that I've talked about so much. We just could not get a hold of it from another library that was using it for their book club. So I'm excited to be talking about that. And then next week it's Lego Club and, of course, the Thanksgiving, where we will be closed on Thanksgiving Day. But my family always works the Thanksgiving Day community dinner.
Yeah.
That's held at the VFW, and that is on Thursday the 28th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you can come visit me there if
you
want.
Yeah, we can. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, Cindy? It's open to the public, of course. And
yeah, it's open to the public. We serve fresh, homemade everything. It's a wonderful, delicious meal. And it's a free will offering. You know, that you give what you can, and if you can't, that's fine, too. Great opportunity to network and see people you may not have seen for a long time. It's a lot of people that get together and join us for the Community Day Dinner. We serve from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and then we also offer delivery and pickup. And so you can call here at the Appleton Library and let us know if you want a home delivery, and then, or if you're going to pick it up, do a pickup. So it's totally up to you what you want to do. We love to see people at it, and you know, it's just a fabulous meal.
Yeah. Do you do the cooking?
Yeah. I think I'm not cooking, so that's why it's a fabulous meal. Joe Fox does a lot of it, and a lot of you who are listening probably remember his family had a catering business. And
who's that?
Joe Fox.
Okay.
He's a former county commissioner. And it's not, like I said, he and his family had a catering business at one point in time. And like I said, you know, he does a lot of things for us, and it's just delicious. I don't know. I don't know why. I think his mashed potatoes are just awesome. And I really feel bad because my husband makes a really great mashed potatoes.
Oh, wow.
So that's our secret.
Yep.
Radio land.
Yeah, there you go. What's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving dinner?
You know, I don't know. I probably have to say the pie.
Yeah, you stole my answer, Cindy.
Oh, I would think that would be your answer, too,
yep.
Because you judge the pie contest every year, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I do, at the fair, Swift County Fair, yeah.
I know. You're so lucky.
I know.
I'm so jealous.
All right. Well, that's a great event there in Appleton on Thanksgiving Day. And the time again at the VFW was what, 11 to?
11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
1 p.m. Okay. Good. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. And it's super great. It's a wonderful opportunity. So we hope to see lots of people there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else you got going on at the Appleton Library to recover everything?
All the programming for the rest of the month, we've got kind of covered, but I've got some books to talk about. Keep in mind that New York Times bestseller list comes out every week, and there's a couple of books that have been on there for a number of weeks. In fact, hardcover nonfiction, The Anxious Generation by Jonathan Haidt. It's a co-author of The Coddling of the American Mind, looks at the mental health impacts that a phone-based life has on children. Interesting, and that has been on the bestseller list for 33 weeks for nonfiction. And then something new on there is Carson the Magnificent, Bill Ziem and Mike Thomas, Ziem's posthumously completed biography of the late comedian who hosted The Tonight Show for 3 decades.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the new thing. And then another thing on fiction, a book that has been on for 40 weeks is The Women by Kristen Hanna. Excellent, excellent novel. In 1965, a nursing student follows her brother to serve during the Vietnam War and returns to a divided America. It has been on, I don't know how many lists, but 40 weeks is a long time to be on the bestseller list.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy's Gore has 3 new books on the bestseller list this week. Things We Never Got Over, Things We Left Behind, and Things we Hide from the Light. So pretty much a series that got on the bestseller list. So pretty awesome for Lucy Score.
Good.
So that's what I know about the bestseller list.
All right, real good. Mm-hmm. All right, so if people want to get a hold of you, have any questions, how can they do that, Cindy?
They can give us a call at 320-289-1681. Visit us here at the lovely Appleton Public Library at 50 East Rooney Avenue. Stop in and visit. Check out our Facebook page or our website for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library. And just think, next week we're going to be announcing our December lineup, and I can hardly wait to share all the wonderful things we have planned for December.
All right. Lots of things to talk about next time then.
Yeah, we're having a children's, it's called Christmas in the Village event here on December 7th. So you're going to want to put that on your calendar if you have any children and families, because we've got some wonderful things planned for that Saturday, December 7th. So just a sneak peek.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thanks a lot for your time, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. You have a fabulous week.
You bet. We won't talk before Thanksgiving, but have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, and I hope you enjoy as much pie as you want.
We'll have more to talk about next time then.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.